Who is it?
Hi, good morning. I'm looking for Edward.
Yes, who
Hi, my
is
name
it?
is Hi, my name is CJ. I'm calling from Archtop Fiber.
Yep.
So I wanted to address the message that you had left for us for the contact. We wanted to know if you were still interested in our services, if we were moving forward, because I do see that there was you stated that we did debit
Yeah.
your account.
So yes, I do. I am interested. I went through the whole process to sign up, and then it just failed,
Okay.
and didn't give me any kind of recourse. And then a couple days later, I noticed that my account had been debited.
Okay. And I am so sorry about that, but I can definitely help you get that installation set up
Okay.
if that's okay with you.
Sure.
Okay, great. Let me go ahead and ask you a couple questions because I do need to verify your identity. What is a good callback for you, please?
This number, the 917-975-2073.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. And then what is a good email address for you, please?
I think I used support@ckfo.net on the account, which I'm fine with.
Okay, perfect. Now, is this a business connection or is this a
It's a
residential?
home. It's a residential connection, but I'm going to be an unusual customer because I used to run IBM's internet projects.
Okay.
So we have a really sophisticated home network.
Okay, that's understandable. No worries there. So it is primarily residential, though, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, perfect. Thank you very much for that, Edward. Now I'm just going to check and make sure, see if you are already in our system or not. Because you did say that it failed, but at the same time, it did debit that
Like
account.
I went through the whole sign up process, and then at the end it just said, sorry, an error occurred.
Okay, no worries. And what is your service address, please?
Okay. It's 21 South Street, Rhinebeck.
One
And the
two five
reason I'm
seven
talking
two.
so slowly is Spectrum, and the house used to have apartments.
Okay.
And so some people need to specify first floor, second floor. It depends where your address data is from.
Okay, no worries. Let me just go ahead and pull up South Street here.
And we have a drop like right in front of the house.
So it's not specifying first floor or second floor. So that's good.
Perfect. That's fine.
And you did say it was for a home, correct?
Yeah.
So it does show that the soonest availability for in-service would be the end of August. We can
That's
definitely set
fine.
that up as a pre-order in a sense. And did you know which
Okay.
plan you had chosen? Was it the 1 gig or the 2 gig?
I think it was the 1 gig.
Okay.
It's fiber into the premises, right?
Correct.
So if I decide to upgrade to 2 gig,
Yes, you will have
that's
no
an
issues with
option
that.
later. Yeah.
Correct. Yes, you'll be able to upgrade to that as well. And did you want any Wi-Fi extenders by chance?
No, I have an existing Eero network.
Okay. Just so you are aware, sometimes they may be incompatible, so I would just keep an eye on that, see if there's any issues with it. I'm pretty sure a lot of them are pretty up to date, but sometimes we do run into some troubles with it, and we wouldn't be able to troubleshoot that with our system currently.
Yeah.
Were you
Well,
interested in?
we
Sorry,
have
go
an
ahead.
existing firewall. We have an existing firewall, and then the Eero sit on top of that. So we just use the Eero for Wi-Fi, not the whole
Okay.
firewall thing.
Okay. So that makes sense. And so, were you interested in phone service?
I don't think so.
Okay, no worries. And do you rent or own the property?
We own.
And is your billing address different than your service address?
Yeah, if I could, I'd like to specify a PO box.
Okay.
We have problems with mail delivery here.
No worries, that is understandable. I have a similar situation. My home is on too dangerous of a road for me to have a mailbox. So, what is the box number, please?
It's PO Box 105, and then it's just Rhinebeck.
And then it's in Rhinebeck as well. Whoops, 572. There we go. And may I please have, all right, sorry, to grab your email address. Is there a secondary phone number that you want on the account?
Yeah, could I get my wife's cell
Okay,
phone?
sure.
917-834-3229.
Perfect. And it's going under yourself, correct?
Yeah.
And now for the account email, you want it to be the ckfo.net, right?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And how may we contact you? Did you want us to notify you of your appointments via phone, email, or text?
Email is the best.
Email? Okay. Much appreciated for that. And then also, so for email opt-in, do you agree to receive any marketing and other information on discounts and special offers via email? You can always
Yes.
unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or by clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, and did you, let me just double check this information here. Alrighty. And I do apologize. I'm just trying to get through the form here. And did you want to enroll in the auto pay and paperless billing?
Yeah, can use the account that I already, the bank info I sent up, or
Yes, though I may need it again. What is the routing number, please?
021-000-021.
Okay, and it's Chase, correct?
Yeah,
Okay.
and I need to log into something to see what the actual bank is.
Perfect. Take your time.
Right, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
7887-32477.
Okay. And it is your name on the account, is that correct?
Yes. I'm just, yes. It's, well, it's on as Edward Costello. I don't know what name you have.
Okay.
I don't know if you have me as Ed or Edward.
Okay. If they have you on as Edward, then that's what I'll put.
Okay.
Because, I mean, that's what I've typed in so
Yeah,
far.
that's what, yeah. Sometimes these things verify and sometimes they don't.
I know. It can get a little complicated, or even if there's like one misspelling, sometimes it'll, you know. So I completely understand. Is this a checking account or a saving account?
It's checking.
And do you authorize us to do a direct debit payment for your services when it comes time for the bills?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And how did you hear about us at Archtop Fiber, please?
I literally talked to your guys as they installed the cable, the fiber on my property.
Oh, okay. So they were doing the
they ran a line down the, I'm on a corner, so I saw them run down, and then they put a box right in front of the parkway in front of my house.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, they're still working on a lot of those, so you may still see them for quite a bit, because it does show the in-service date is August. So, is there anything that our installer should be aware of on your property? Like, I don't know, loose dogs, buried septic tanks?
There are dogs. They will be inside and secured. The install will go to a... I've got a cabinet in the basement that I have all my networking stuff home run to. So,
okay, so all networking related equipment is in the downstairs?
Yes.
Okay. Is that considered the basement or just the lower floor?
It's a basement.
Okay. Just so that they're aware. And if I could type, that would be great. All right. Did you have any questions or comments for the techs?
No. I mean, the only thing to add is I have an existing firewall and stuff that I would expect to continue using.
Okay.
And I can modify things as necessary, but I have four other locations I support with that. So.
Okay, so I put down that you have the Eero Mesh system and the existing firewall that you would like to continue using.
Yeah.
That way they are aware. Perfect. So we've got the pre-order in. I did just want to make you aware of a couple of things. So with some of the authorizations and disclosures, at the time of your initial connection, just so that you're aware, I know it's way ahead of time, but the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install that drop cable, which is the cable that connects to your home from our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of your installation. But you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. They will typically bury it if necessary. If the cable is in fact buried, it's only like 6 to 8 inches. It's not very deep, so you don't have to worry about like damage to your lawn. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. So they'll just lay a regular cable, the fiber optic cable, just on the yard above the ground at that point.
Okay.
We will help to then coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement.
Okay.
If you currently have a current provider, which assuming you do, to maintain that consistent connection, we'd recommend that you wait until your service is fully installed before you cancel with your current provider.
Yes.
So allow Archtop to do the full installation before you call Spectrum, because what we want to keep you connected. The gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, what will happen is you will receive a kit to send all the associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Arch Top Fiber does reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. So you'll receive a box with a label to send everything back.
Right.
For any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can always visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled to sign up for that account using the email address that you provided to me today. So you'll receive an email to go ahead and set your password up so that you can access everything through archtopfiber.com. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Perfect. I do appreciate that. So you'll receive two emails. One will be the confirmation of your order. The in-service date is still a little bit of a ways out, so you may not receive that right away. The other will be an invitation for you to sign into your Arch Top Fiber customer account.
Okay.
Is there anything else that I could help you with today?
Nope, that's all.
All right. Since we already have that deposit of $50, you don't have to worry about that. The only thing that we'll have the bank account info for is, and it's secure, don't worry, is for when your bill comes out and it does the automatic debit at that point for each month.
Okay.
With it being auto pay and paperless billing, you actually do get a $10 discount, so it won't be $79.99 a month. It'll be $69.99.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else that I could help you with today?
Nope.
All right. Well, Edward, it's been a pleasure, and I thank you so much for taking my call today. I'm glad that we could get you set up for your appointment for the future. Expect to hear from us when it's closer to the install date, as we will call you to schedule that appointment.
The only thing I'll note is if it's really the end of August, they should be aware that the Dutchess County Fair is that week.
Oh, yes, we are aware. So no worries. They'll probably leave a little extra early, or they may take the back roads too. So there's ways around it.
Yeah, it's more that my street, because I'm right in the village, is packed with people.
Oh, absolutely. I know. But there's a couple ways around it. Usually most of the traffic clears up once you get past the, so they may actually take a separate route. If they take 9W South, or 9G South, sorry, my fault. 9G South to Violet Hill, then usually that bypasses a lot of it.
Yeah.
So I think they'll figure out the best way to get there, especially with the typical traffic that's going to be down there. But other than that, I'm glad that I was able to help get your appointment more closer to the setup. And you'll hear from us as soon as we have that capability, okay?
Okay, great.
Any other questions for me today?
No.
All right, perfect. Well, then in that case, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'm thankful that you took my call at Arch Top Fiber. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.